producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Mode on a good day program, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Ken Kessler, who's here to cut through the bologna and the salami and the cheese to get to the height of intelligence that is our listenership, because there are a lot of comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, that are worth his expert attention and your consideration. Speaking of consideration, Joe Biden is still silent after all these years. He's still silent about whether or not to do or not to do. That is the question. What are his presidential ambitions? Apparently, he's thought this through about five times in the past. Did you know that, Kenny? He in the past has considered running for the presidency five times, and so he's now going through the same thought process, and I wish that we were not paying so much attention to it, so you can say to me, why are you paying attention to it? And I would say, that's a good question. I guess the only reason that at this point I would pay attention to it is because Hillary Clinton is already sounding like she's running against him, and he hadn't even made a run. And remember, these two are friends and good friends, but in politics, apparently, there are no friends or very few friends, because it's all about you, you, you. I want to be you, you, you. So, anyway, Mrs. Clinton is trying to portray his leadership as not being much, and she was the one who was doing all the thinking and working when it came to things like bin Laden. So, anyway, I am not too sure. He was at a forum honoring former Vice President Walter Mondale, offered clear hints of how, if he runs for the president, he would contest Mrs. Clinton's claim to the presidency, to the president's legacy, and appeal to the Democratic voters. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Obama if I were. I wouldn't want him. Remember how people that were running as Republicans last time, or when, what was it, 2008, after George Bush was finished his term or about to finish his term, and people that were running stayed. He said, well, I'll come and speak if you want me to. And he said, and he or whoever it was that was running, I think there were four or five people he offered time and talent to, and he's the people who he offered who said sorry or no thanks or I appreciate it, but we can do fine without you, because he was so unpopular. Now, there is a tick up, it looks like, a little bit in Obama's approval ratings, but overall, generally speaking, he's not exactly somebody for my money that I tie my star to. That's just me. Mostly because at this point in time, there is Iraq, there is Syria, there is Afghanistan. The promises, remember, hope and change? What hope do we have that there will be change at this point? After he really gets settled in, what hope was there was going to be any change other than to the availability of insurance for people who didn't get insurance so that they could have some health care? And now look at the results. Most people who are on either side of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, are pretty upset. Unless you're in a state that has its own program, and I think there are, I never can remember, Kenny, is it 14 or 16 states that have their own program?
I can't remember.
Maybe it's not important to the discussion, because most have been forced into taking what has been commonly referred to as Obamacare, but it's the Affordable Health Care Act, but yet health care is not affordable. The prices have gone crazy. Even if you're on Medicare, the prices are going up, up, up. So anyway, the point is that I wouldn't be hanging my hat on whatever he's done, especially when it comes to things, the credibility when it comes to things like Afghanistan. And why is it under the circumstances that we are there? And by the way, whether you've read the fine print or not, the print suggests that the 5,000 troops will be there forever. Pretty much just like we've had troops in Japan since World War II. We've had troops in Germany since World War II. We've had troops in Korea since the Korean War. We've had troops in Iraq. Yes, there are still troops in Iraq. They're teaching the Iraqis how to fight. How's that working for them? Lots of American guns and ammunition and weaponry got into the hands of ISIS because the Iraqis just said, oh, whoa, 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 I don't like this. So anyway, I've been in two or three different positions here when it comes to the situation politically in our country. I'm trying to do a Consumer Reports overview, objectively, of where it all stands. If I were a consumer, I wouldn't want to consume Joe Biden. I wouldn't want to consume most of the people who are running on either side. There's not much to consume there, except the same old palaver. So where are we going, and how's it all going to end up? Reporter Ivan Eland is going to join us in a moment. He's done some research for the Huffington Post, writes some pretty good stuff. Huffington Post is better than mediocre, I think, Kenny, when it comes to a lot of information, the way they present it. And so he writes and presents a good piece, Food for Thought on Afghanistan, next on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy. After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive, price-slashing, once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boo!
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I have Ivan Eland now, the author of The Failed Counterinsurgency, also a senior fellow and director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked at the Cato Institute, has a regular appearance here on this program because of his articles that are published in the Huffington Post. This week, Ivan wrote, quote, Obama's recent decision to leave American troops in perpetuity in the Afghanistan war, despite a 14-year failed attempt to remodel the country, is as unsurprising as it is appalling. Apparently, Secretary of State Kerry, because he was in Vietnam, Ivan, let's go to that statement. It looks to me like, I'm not sure whether you're asking this or he asked, how do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake? Is that you or is that
him? Yeah, John Kerry, after he came home from the Vietnam War, he testified before Congress and he asked that comment, but I think it also applies to Afghanistan. We're not going to do anything in the future that we haven't done already on a bigger scale, and the country is falling apart, and it's not going to get any better. And our troops are probably just going to be in the middle of all this when it happens. But we've already seen the Taliban have the greatest victory in the entire 14-year war, and that was temporarily taking over Kunduz. And that's what guerrillas do. They don't necessarily, it was a symbol for them. They know they can't hold against bigger forces, but they took an entire town and held it for a couple weeks, and that's pretty good for guerrillas. And they'll just keep pecking away at the goal. And unfortunately, we've trained all these forces. We did the same thing in Iraq and in Syria, and they haven't performed in any of these places like we wanted them to, but we just keep doing more of the same thing.
Well, that's because the stranglehold of the military-industrial complex, not only in our country but around the world, this is just Obama playing lapdog to them as far as I can see. Matter of fact, the latest example of this brings us to Saudi Arabia. Ivan, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Deputy Defense Security Cooperation, the Deputy Director of the Defense Security Agency notified Congress this week that the government of Saudi Arabia is going to acquire Black Hawk utility helicopters, $495 million in business, loaded with machine guns and all kinds of other things. This is just more, we're just selling arms and producing arms and using arms to keep these people in business. That's all this is. What other explanation is there for it?
Well, I think you're right, because when Obama came in, he was very skeptical about surging in Afghanistan, that it was going to work like it temporarily did, of course, in Iraq. And the military is a constituency group, and he basically, Bob Woodward says he did so just to satisfy the military. I think another reason for this, keeping these troops in Afghanistan in perpetuity, Obama's incentive has changed. You know, he was supposed to be the president who was going to get us out of Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, all these wars, these quagmires. But really what happened here is that his incentives has changed. The Republicans criticized him for falsely, I believe, for getting out of Iraq. That country would have never been right after we took out Saddam Hussein, because there was so many ethno-sectarian tensions. Mm-hmm. But now he's gun-shy in Afghanistan, and he doesn't want to be accused of losing Afghanistan. So it costs him very little in America nowadays. We don't have conscription, and most of these people are from military families that are in the military. And so these people are going to die. More Americans are going to die in a lost cause. But Obama doesn't care, because he doesn't want to lose Afghanistan. It's totally political. It was just like politically Richard Nixon didn't want to get out of Vietnam until he got peace with honor, and of course he never got either.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have any peace with honor in Afghanistan. We don't have peace with honor in Iraq, so it's more of the same old, same old, and now the pressure is on to put troops in Syria. What a quagmire. Back to the military industrialists and how they're shaping the world, and it ain't a pleasant picture. Ivan Eland from the director of the Peace and the Center on Peace and Liberty here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Services of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the reason that we have four or five of their tunes in concert here during this hour of the musical portion of the Good Day program is because on this date in 1977, the plane which was carrying them ran out of fuel and crashed in Gillsburg, Mississippi. How do you have a plane go up without, when you check out, this is a question that I was asking when we were talking about John Denver crashing plane a while ago. How do you do it? You have a checklist, don't you? When you get into a plane, you check everything out, all the instruments, check the fuel. So how do you get in a commercial airline or even a small passenger plane like this?
And not look at fuel,
and
right?
And not know how much fuel was in the plane. Oof. So the six people who died in the crash, lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and the guitarist Steve Gaines and Cassie Gaines. So he was, they were a brother and sister, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. Other band members, Alan Collins, Gary Rossington, Leon Wilkson, Billy Powell, Artemis Pyle-Lyle, Leslie Hawkins, tour manager Ron Eckerman, and the road crew suffered serious injuries. Crash came 3 days after the release of their Street Survivor album and five shows into the most successful headlining tour that they had ever been involved in to date. So what is, tell us about this song that's playing, Kenny, will you?
Oh, well, this is Freebird. This wasn't on this album. But one of the kind of eerie things when the Street Survivors album came out, which was just like a week before this crash, the band was on the front, and there was all this fire behind them, like there was a big explosion.
Wow.
And then there was this plane crash, and they recalled the albums, and they put it out with just the band on it without the flames.
Ah, so if you have that album cover, it's worth something, huh? It's kind of like the Beatles album with the dolls and the blood all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, that one?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, you probably would.
How many Leonard Skinner albums are there, Kenny, altogether? How
Well, the surviving members are still going.
Yes.
So they're still putting stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens with these small planes sometimes, Doug? They're overweighted because people say, well, I want to bring this and I want to bring that.
Too much
so what
weight.
They
yep.
do
right.
is they dump some of the fuel, and sometimes they dump too much and they run out.
Right.
So I think with John Denver, I think he purposely, he
there are a lot of people
out.
Who think he had yes. his trouble with...
He had some health issues.
Well, his wife and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, he just
so
wanted out.
Pretty depressed. Yeah, that could have been it. Yep, could have been. But a lot of easier ways of doing
it. No, maybe he wanted to go doing something he loved, you know?
Yeah. Leonard Skinner, what's the origin of that name, Kenny? Do you know? I remember we talked about this one day, and I don't remember what we said about the origin of the name.
They said it was a joke name based on a principal at their high school.
Really?
And they just changed the spelling of it around.
Leonard, his name was Leonard Skinner, but not spelled this way.
Probably Leonard Skinner.
Skinner, Leonard Skinner. Huh.
Yeah.
L-Y-N-Y-R-D, S-K-Y-N-Y-R-D.
So yeah, one of the stories I heard was that he told them they would never amount to anything, so they wanted to name the band after him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens, unfortunately, too much with administrators or teachers or even parents who don't have a clue about how to encourage youngsters. And when it comes to professionals like educators, teachers, and principals, if they say that to a student, they ought to get fired. And it's come back to haunt a lot of people. I know. I can remember a few actors who have said that they're, and performers have said, principals, you'll never amount to anything, kid. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Really? Well, let's hope that's enough to get people going so that they do create something good in their lives. The story of Leonard Skinner in brief here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BaraJackson.com. That's BaraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's a good day. All right, we have a good day time at 33 after the hour. It's Wednesday, October the 21st. Two-thirds of the way through the month. If McFadden were here, Kenny, he'd say, don't do that. But it's true. It's reality. It is what is, as they say. And so we work around the fact that time is ticking, and what is the old Timex time? What is it? Something keeps ticking and keeps, takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Isn't that the old Timex commercial? See how my gray matter works, folks? It's still working. Clickety, 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 click. All right. Let's, as we do often in this hour of the program, take a break from a lot of the political stuff and things that are not as pleasant to talk about as your health and well-being. Ideas about health. For example, you're influenced by a lot of media stories about what you ought to eat, right? Are you or not? Are you someone who thinks that we can all agree that the year-round availability of low-cost, appetizing, and healthful fruits and vegetables to children in school is a good thing? I think we all agree to that. I'm a dairy farmer. I talk a lot about farming on this program because it's important to me and, believe it or not, important to you, whether you belong to the so-called locavore movement or not. I'm suspecting that with my attitude anyway, which is kind of hammer and chisel when it comes to eating, there's no holds barred here. I don't mince my words when it comes to eating crap. I'm going to tell you that stuff is crap. Whatever it is, I'll tell you what I think. And maybe that holds true for most everything. Food, fact or fiction? Food in schools is good. Well, according to a study,
schools are exposing your children to potentially dangerous levels of toxic chemicals from the food packaging because school systems around the country are trying to streamline food preparation and meet federal standards. Oh, my God, here we are again. The feds have to tell us what to feed our children. The study was performed at Stanford University by a postdoctoral research fellow, her colleagues from Johns Hopkins in the School of Public Health worked on this as well, was designed to simply visit school kitchens, interview food service staff, and as they did that, they found that children were eating fruits and vegetables that had been packaged in cans and plastic, and small amounts of the chemical BPA migrated from the packaging into the food. Well, that's nothing new. That's not the plastic that's in a milk container. If you put it in the sun, will seep anything that's in plastic. If it happens to be in the sun or warm, that chemical compound that is part of the plastic seeps into the food. So instead of thinking about this, maybe what we ought to be doing is trying to ban, for all kinds of reasons, if you want to have government control, this, that, or the other thing, plastic. Or maybe better yet, we ought to educate ourselves as to what happens when you put something in a can or a plastic container and not buy stuff. The educational process was, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't buy something in plastic. Even though most everything is in plastic, you can find things that aren't and act accordingly. Cans and plastic, what else is there? It would be work, but if those things are both bad for you, isn't it interesting? The government tells the schools what to feed the children, but they allow the use of these both cans and plastics that really are more harmful than not having healthy food. Because by definition, the food isn't healthy if you put it in these packages that have the chemical BPA sort of leaking out of it. So now the FDA, which regulates indirect food additives and food safety, says this conclusion and that conclusion. The study says that this stuff is bad for you. The FDA says, don't worry about it. It's safe in food packaging. And so, I guess I'm doing a huh, because once again, the FDA, in my opinion, is compromised by who's running the FDA. So there's one bit of information. I recommend you check out more info on that score. Another health-related conversation that has been a part of the landscape this week is a report on schizophrenia. Kenny, do you know anybody who has, remember as kids we used to call them schizoids?
Yeah.
Has schizophrenia, anybody? Did you ever, probably some of the people on radio you've worked with. Some of the most successful radio people are schizoids.
Yeah, there's lots of disorders in radio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Nobody that I know of for sure.
Mm-hmm. There are 2 million people. Who knew this? According to the information out this week, 2 million people in our country who are victims of schizophrenia. The treatment for most of them mainly involves strong doses of antipsychotic drugs that supposedly blunt hallucinations and delusions. They come up with some pretty rough side effects. Some people who are schizophrenic become very heavy. I've seen people who have debilitating tremors. So the approach is being called into question, according to the information coming from the government. Yet another government study, rigorous study, that suggests that what we ought to be doing here is stay away from drugs and deal more with talk therapy. And I would say that's probably a good thing for a lot of people, bipolar people. Talk therapy better than all those drugs. Food for thought, if you will. Speaking of food and thought, Dr. Jack Stockwell here next with sort of the hat trick in the conversation. We're going to talk about the fats and carbs that are good and not so good for you. That's next up here on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper,
the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack, a regular performer on the Good Day program. I highly regard and respect him. He's a Nuka chiropractor, looked at around the country as an expert in the field of neck and spine injuries and how to take care of them. He also, along with his wife, is responsible for a great website that is filled with information that is not what you'd find everywhere else. The ForbiddenDoctor.com, Forbidden Doctor website, the podcast, sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We also can get a hold of these long life energy enzymes that, as far as I'm concerned, change the lives of everybody who takes them. You put together a real product here that has lots of different things in it that will stop sugar cravings, restore important cells. The pancreas is the focus, but I know a lot of people who take these, including the lady in my life, who finds them very energetic. There are a lot of powerful probiotics in them. So you came up with these yourself, basically, Jack, right out of your own needs?
Well, yes, I had a CAT scan because of a kidney stone I had a number of years ago, and it clearly showed I had some serious pancreatic problems before anything really showed up symptomatically in the sense of pancreatitis or anything else worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went searching for the support that would put it back into shape the way I wanted it. I could not find it. I looked everywhere for a year and a half. So Mary and I finally sat down with a person who does these kinds of things, who does this for a lot of other companies, and we put together this product that covers the entire spectrum of what your pancreas does for you, from digestion to sugar handling. And when you consider the fact that the latest numbers out on diabetes, one out of every two Americans are in it, and there's no age specificity here, children up to the older elderly, one half of them are either pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Get your blood work done and look at the numbers, and if it's over, what is it, 5.8, 5.9 in terms of sugar?
A1C. Your A1C.
You're a pre-diabetic.
Yes.
So you got to keep the numbers below that, and you do that by eliminating a lot of the sugar from it. That's one of the things I want to talk to you about. Let me just tell people how to get this Long Life Energy Enzyme package. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on Long Life Energy Enzymes, and then click on the code box, use Doug.
You have to type it in.
Type in Doug for 10% off.
Yes.
All right? Long Life Energy Enzymes. Jack's explained why they're so important. Get them and sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, let's talk about the fats. I think a lot of people in America are sort of in a nutritional pickle because of the oversimplification of dietary recommendations. We have had a fat phobia that you and I have talked about a lot. And this goes back to the 70s. A lot of evidence from animal studies, human studies, showing that a diet high in saturated fats and cholesterol was an important risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So the guidelines urged everybody to eat less fat. And so we had this focus on saturated fats and high-fat animal foods. And people started thinking, we're going to get rid of all fats. And then another problem developed because some of the fats we are exposed to and ought to have, we're not getting, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of people think that the consumption of some of these carbohydrates have led to the epidemic of obesity, but the carbs, there are a lot of carbs that are at least the fat-free. This becomes confusing because I want to make it simple, and I think I'll let you make it simple because it's about the fear that people have of fats and the right fats, and then the carbs that we really do need to look out for. Is it every carb? That's the
question. The carbs that nature made, the body can, you know, if you don't overdo it, the body can pretty well handle it. It's all the processed carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm. Bread, white rice, starchy foods.
Things have been altered from the way that Mother Nature made them. And when they started taking the fats out of the foods back in the 50s and 60s and then real heavy in the 70s when all the pasta bars started showing up, they took away one of the most important aspects of human health. Nature concentrated energy into fat for a very good reason. There's twice as much energy in a gram of fat as there is in a gram of protein or a gram of carbohydrates. And it's not just the storage aspect that fat provides for us. The dry weight of our brain is more than half fat.
Mm-hmm. Fat.
And so when Ansel Keys came out with his very badly constructed study back in the 50s that suggested that there was a relationship between ingesting animal fats and heart disease, which is absolutely false, that just propelled the vegetable oil industry into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And so suddenly animal fats were bad, and we moved away from that, and now we have one half of all Americans are either pre-diabetic or diabetic because of the bait and switch that was given to us.
But there's also information, we talk about carbs, like starchy potatoes, things like that. The sugars, the potatoes, pasta.
We don't need potatoes. Potatoes are survival food. I know.
potatoes
and corn are very incomplete
peas.
Foods.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's why kids will eat peas, but they won't eat the broccoli because peas are loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Carrots are loaded with sugar.
Carrots, apples.
And because of that desire that the body has for instant energy that sugar provides, it will override our common sense, or it will override our ignorance, or propel our ignorance into choosing these wrong foods.
I'm looking at an index developed by testing the glucose response to certain amounts of carbohydrates against reference to foods.
Yes.
White bread is at the top of the list. Potatoes, russet potatoes, white baguettes, corn flakes, rice cakes, pretzel. It's white rice, not the rice cakes. Instant oatmeal, bad.
Yes, it
Gatorade,
is.
Gatorade, bad.
Woo!
At the other end, oatmeal's really good. Some of the whole, the spaghettis or the pastas that are made out of whole grains, right? Lentils,
yes.
Prunes.
The closer you get back to what nature made, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah. Eat prunes.
Remember, 100 years ago, there was no heart disease.
No, right.
And people ate animal foods like there was no tomorrow.
And if you want to have more of this problem, make sure your congressman supports the Trans-Pacific Pact, because that will make sure more people die quicker as the food available. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wasn't that Dean Wormer?
Yes, it was. He's the only name in this movie.
Why in the name of God would I recognize that voice? And I guess that means I've been listening more than I've been talking, Roberta, under the circumstances, taking my own advice. That was the Dean Wormer from Animal House. That was his voice. He was in this silly movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. All right, can you give us a description of the plot here, Kenny, please?
Oh, the title really says it all.
Yeah.
This flying saucer that's shaped like a big top tent lands out in the middle of nowhere, and it's full of these clowns who go around killing people with popcorn guns and the kinds of things that clowns would use.
Oh, really? It's, do they?
But, yeah. Exactly.
That doesn't actually sound like a clairvoyant. This is a clairvoyant. That's more like it. All right, anyways. And how bad is it that I've got those here? Me. Whether Kenny knows what the theme is. Chuck Curry is off today. Chuck is moving his office facility from one part of town to another, and he's having, believe it or not, folks, trouble with Verizon getting hooked up. I know those of you who use Verizon think it's the best thing in the world. They are, according to their advertising, they're the best of any of the choices you can get for service. So Chuck must be an exception to the rule, right? Because they always get everything right at Verizon.
Oof. Yeah.
Right. Right. We can make a movie about that. Okay. So more Star Wars conversation, I suppose, is appropriate. And that's coming up next here on Good Day and Movie Moments.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen. Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so the details of the Star Wars phenom, 6 million people have seen that trailer already since it came out last night. Basically, it's the spot for Monday Night Football, right? It's not really a trailer, Kenny.
No, it is a trailer.
It is a trailer.
They ran it during halftime during the football game last night, and then afterwards it went up on YouTube.
Yeah, so 6 million. Has any word on how many people have actually bought tickets so far? The sites are crashed, Fandango among them. So what? If you're trying to get tickets, you better wait a while because they got to straighten it out or sort it out, or just not so many people have to try at the same time. So how many tickets do we know?
I haven't seen anywhere. I think it's going to take them a little while to figure that out because there's been so many technology problems.
Right. Netflix, in the movie news, looking to make a big splash at the Oscars, beginning to stream its first feature film, the African war drama Beasts of No Nation, directed by Cary Fukunaga, who directed True Detective, stars Idris Elba, also be released in select U.S. theaters. I've not seen too much about this. Roberta, you're pretty close to some of the stuff in New York. Netflix bought the movie in March based on a novel. This is one of those things that Netflix and Amazon are buying up all the ideas that are not making it in the theaters so they can put them up on Netflix and Amazon.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Smart.
Yeah, I think it is smart. Frank. It'll be interesting to see how the budgets work as far as big theater releases have multi-billion dollar budgets. Can these people afford that? 59 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.